It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Tom Stultz is president of San Diego-based JMI Sports. The GreenUp native has more than 40 years professional executive experience negotiating and securing more than $1 billion in multimedia and sponsorship rights agreements with major universities. Agreements like the 15-year deal announced in late June between JMI and UK, valued at $210 million. Tom Martin talked with Stultz to find out what the deal means to UK and to Cats fans.
Explain to us briefly how a multimedia deal like this works for JMI, how it works for UK.
Basically, rights holders like us will make guarantees to the university. Which gives them a predictable and budgetable, manageable revenue streams that they can count on from year to year. They're done on a long-term basis, and obviously the more rights that they put into the package, the better. So we have media, we have corporate sponsorships, we have signage in the venues, we have hospitality, we have game day events, we have the use of the marks for sponsors that want to do it, and a whole lot of other naming rights at some of the facilities. So we have a lot of inventory to sell. We then put together a staff and a production team and plan in place in Lexington. And build from that, and we're responsible for generating all the revenue. We keep all that we generate up to a certain level, and then we share again. If we exceed that, we share 50-50 with the university above that.
What sorts of innovations will JMI bring to the scene? Will the typical Cats fan notice these innovations or any changes, or will they be so subtle that we really won't see them?
We're still working on that, but part of our RFP response, or a big part of it, was to do a lot of innovative things, particularly with mobile applications, with new media, social media, the websites, looking at ways to add additional television and radio programming. Part of our rights goes beyond athletics and includes the campus. And there's a possibility of doing some very unique and creative things for the first time that has a school that's put both of those opportunities together. So I hopefully the fans will notice.
The arrangement with UK does provide JMI with naming rights to university athletics properties, premium areas. Do you anticipate taking advantage of that opportunity, and how would you do that?
We do want to take advantage of it. Commonwealth Stadium is one that we think is ripe for a good naming partner. And we're doing research now to figure out what's the best way to price that, who are the best targets. We have to run all that through the university to get approval, but we definitely want to do that. And with the new suites and club areas, it's just additional inventory that we can offer to sponsors to help them stand out from the crowd.
Non-athletic campus facilities, do you anticipate marketing multimedia rights in any of those locations?
We hope to establish a digital network on campus with signs, way stations, kiosks, and different things like that. Some of those will have some advertising on it. Some of it will just have information depending on where it is. We certainly don't want to over-commercialize the campus. That's not the intent. But for the first time, somebody can be the official sponsor, not just of athletics, but also of the university. We believe that is a really large untapped revenue stream for universities. And the university seems to be committed to working with us to do it right so that that they're not over-commercializing, but they're also getting revenues and new revenue streams for academics and facilities and other things that they need with their other budgets being tightened all the time.
Tom Stultz is president of San Diego-based JMI Sports. You can hear part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Tom Stultz next Monday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.